This week, VPR News has been exploring the problem of fires, particularly fires that have destroyed apartment buildings in Vermont's downtowns and village centers. VPR's Charlotte Albright has been reporting on the causes and fire prevention strategies that have worked well in some towns. She joins us now to explain more. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Now, there's no shortage of examples of the kind of fires you've been reporting on. There were large destructive fires in Springfield, St. Johnsbury, Enosburg, and Brattleboro, to name a few. What impact does it have on a town when a major block of downtown is destroyed by fire?
Well, first of all, we're talking about injuries and deaths. I mean, just since 2000 in St. Johnsbury, there have been 6 fire deaths. And in other fires, the tenants were safely evacuated, but, you know, they lose their homes and they lose all their possessions. So here's Bob Wilkins. He is recalling his dramatic rescue in St. Johnsbury in 2009.
They, in very slow motion, took a ladder out the truck and eased it up to me, and I'm on the third floor. And they climbed up and broke the window and got me out of there.
You can really hear sort of the painful memory in that voice. He was pretty hard to track down because a lot of these people do really disappear. He was lucky enough to get other housing across the street, but the Red Cross generally puts people like Bob up in hotels and motels, and that can be expensive. And it's disruptive for them. And as I say, it's hard to know how many become homeless because the state doesn't track that. Now, as for the downtowns, a big fire can leave a big scar. You know, serious damage can hurt local businesses who were burned out, or maybe water damage. Sometimes they lose customers because the block is so unsightly for months or years. But in other cases, and we went to Springfield to see this, public housing trusts can step in and rehab the buildings to be better than they were before. So here's Springfield Housing Director Bill Morlock. He's talking about how risky it was rebuilding the burned-out Ellis Block, which included a movie theater.
And I think we're going to hopefully be proved right that it did, you know, it's doing well enough so that it has helped downtown.
Of course, the jury's still out on that.
Charlotte, you learned that inspection is a key here, both the training of inspectors and the hiring of enough of them to cover the state.
Well, that's right. The state employs 32 inspectors. That may seem like a lot, but they've got to make 17,000 visits a year to public buildings. And that's not all the buildings at all. In Vermont, there are at least 40,000 rental units subject to inspection. Increasingly, the state then is delegating inspections to municipalities. But in those rural areas, inspectors can be health officers, and they're well-meaning, but they're not necessarily trained in fire safety. We also went to Burlington because there, records showed that inspections by municipal code enforcers were more thorough at times and somewhat more frequent than those that the state inspectors had time to do. So here's Burlington Inspector Bill Ward. He's stressing how a whole community needs to place a priority on fire safety.
We cannot do this unless we have the cooperation of the landlords and the property owners and property maintenance workers who work with us to make the units safe.
Now, we searched state records, and we found out that many of the large buildings outside of Burlington, that were destroyed by fire in, say, the last decade, had not been inspected by the state for several years prior to the fire. That's not because the state is negligent, but they have a lot to do, and they have to put a priority on new buildings because otherwise they would be holding up construction. So that's kind of a dilemma.
Often these are apartment fires, and the renters who live there are the ones displaced. How does responsibility for prevention get shared between tenants and their landlords?
Well, to be honest, Rick, sometimes that kind of falls through the cracks because the landlords told us that it was difficult to force their tenants to maintain their smoke detectors, and also it was hard for the landlords to keep track of changing fire codes. So we talked to Jerry Boardman. He owned the building that burned in St. Johnsbury in 2009. And here's what he had to say.
You know, when I first started the store, yeah, you had to have a smoke detector maybe. But by the time we had the fire, you had to have smoke detectors. They had to be hot wired in, and they had to have the battery back up.
So he's saying that the rules kept changing. But advocates would like to see more than just smoke detectors. The director of fire safety for Vermont told us that the best way to prevent damage and loss of life is to install a sprinkler system. Even in private residences, that makes a difference. But the state of Vermont does not require sprinklers. Property owners say they can be too expensive. There are other states, though, that do require them in all public buildings and even in new private residences.
So, Charlotte, beyond requiring sprinklers, what other policies or regulations would help the situation?
Well, some of those sprinkler requirements are sort of happening. Montpelier, for example, is now requiring that all new residences are equipped with sprinklers. But obviously that means that, you know, you might be safer in a Montpelier building than you are in some other town. Senator Patrick Leahy has just proposed federal legislation that would grant tax credits of up to $50,000 to property owners of multi-use buildings in historic districts for the installation of sprinklers. Vermont is already competitively awarding tax credits to owners of buildings like that. In late July, Governor Peter Shumlin announced nearly $2 million in those credits, but the program routinely receives many more requests for tax credits than the state can afford to allocate.
We've been stunned by several large downtown fires, as you've mentioned, but is it all bad news?
Well, you know what? There's progress. Burlington's strict regulations do seem to be making a difference. And the number of annual inspections statewide has been rising. Nationally, fire death rates are declining, and Vermont is no exception to that encouraging trend. So, yes, there is some good news.
That's great. VPR Charlotte Albright has been reporting on apartment fires for the news project Burned Out. You can learn and explore more online at vpr.net. Thanks, Charlotte.
You are very welcome.